understandably disappointed, upset, frustrated. Yeah. I've got to say, I can't hide behind the fact that I think Oldham deserved to win the game. You know, for 30 minutes, I thought we started brightly, got the goal, you know, looked like in charge of the game, but, you know, the last 15 minutes of the first half, you know, I just felt that we took a step back, retreated, which is understandable. You know, we're not in the best run of form, and that's a natural instinct. But I thought what it did, it just allowed Oldham to come onto us, and you know, allow them to develop their game just before half time. We spoke about it at half time. You know, we said we need to step on and you know, put some pressure on them, because I felt when we did, you know, we had a real good regains of possession and put them under pressure. But, you know, I understand frustrations of the crowd. As a player, you know, confidence is key in football. And you know, I know they can say that Oldham are low of it, but they're buoyed by a good win at Fleetwood on Tuesday. And I think, you know, they picked up the momentum where we allowed them to take that on, really. Well, I believe that both the goals should be disallowed. I don't know if you've looked at it. Obviously, you haven't, because you look at me, quite surprising. I think the first goal is a foul on Chris Hurd. I think the ball's nowhere near the Oldham player for allow him to roll his player. Chris is not trying to nick the ball. He's in a strong side of position. I think he's got a clear barge in the back. And the second one was a player obstructing Stuart Nelson from an offside position. And that's not saying, for one thing, I'm not looking. They might have won by a couple more goals, but, you know, we're talking about key decisions, those two and the penalty decision played a key part. Now, listen, Oldham with a better side second half and probably deserved their win, but on the fact of that, you know, we've had some real big key decisions go against us. The penalty is a blatant penalty. I viewed it. He's tried to say that the ball took a deflection, so that's why it didn't count as a handball. But, you know, anyone that sees it tonight sees it clear. The ball doesn't change direction. It takes a nick